Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast.
If you like a lot of wrestling on YouTube,
join us! Yay!
What a day.
I'm glad you guys joined in. That's the end of the Corporation segment for this week's Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast. Hello and welcome. This is Ross on Wrestling, Jack and Jobber.
Hello.
Matthew and Puppet Jack, who is a Big Dick Gage fan.
Hello, Jack. It sounds like you said Dick.
It sounds like you said Big Dick Gage.
Big Dick Gage.
Big Dick Gage.
Hey, look, his butt marks were his own business, but yeah. Also Hardcore Nick Gage was the look I was going for there. It does kind of look like Antifa anyway.
He's doing all right there.
Another
isn't
gimmick
he?
Ran the ground courtesy of Cultaholic. How the hell are you both?
Delightful.
Good. I've been watching.
Good.
I meant to mention this to you actually, because you're from like the pit area, aren't you, of the northeast? You're from County Durham.
From the pit, yes.
Been watching a bit of old Bobby Thompson footage.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the Little Waste.
The Little Waste there, aye.
Legendary comedian of the northeast back in the day.
I thought he's crap, me.
Whoa! So
smokes a cigarette in public, does he? Well, I can do that if I want.
It was the 80s.
Eating a fish and chips in the other, man. Skill that.
I just wondered if you. I didn't realize Ross was such a hater of.
Yeah, right.
I've seen like half of a VHS when I was about 9.
It's better now. I'll throw out a sample joke.
Go on.
Now, Apollo, this is a bit political, so whoa. Just think
we're off to a great start.
Just think it's the 80s, so he's like, I can't do his actual accent because I can't do a pitmatic accent. But he's like, he gurns
a
lot.
He had a mouth like a trout, didn't he?
He's like, I had a dream the other night. Oh, Margaret Thatcher was dead. This is before Margaret Thatcher was dead, so it's contextual. He goes, she went to heaven. St. Peter was like, no, get yourself down there, Bonnie lass. She goes down. 5 minutes later, the devil rings him back, goes, Peter, take this wifey back. She's only been here 10 minutes. She's closed 3 furnaces. That's a good joke.
All right, yeah.
Because she used to close the mines and that.
Yeah.
A little waster. It is funny, though, because I was in Greater Market the other day, and, you know, there's stores always selling the same things. And God love you if you're not from the area and you're trying to blend in and whatever. We don't make it easy for you. On one side, Bobby Thompson. The next, Bobby Robson. Just assume everyone's Bobby. Got son in the end. And then. So
do another one quickly, sorry. Just another Bobby Thompson one if you want.
Go on.
Hi. He's going down. He's talking about the wartime and how he got like conscripted and that.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, the bloke said, you look weak. Have you had your bowels moved? He went, I was never issued with any. And then he goes, no, I mean, are you constipated? He went, no, I'm Roman Catholic. Oh, that's a really good one as well. Wordplay from Bobby Thompson.
It's good stuff. There we go. Keeping it local.
I've really not got the... I saw a tweet this week that was like... Did you see that tweet?
Which one?
Did you see it?
About talking about pop. Yeah. It was aimed at us.
I thought it must have been.
Unless there's another wrestling podcast out there that talks about local British things.
It was like...
Oh, I know the one. Because you said, this is us.
I thought this was us. But I'm not sure. Because I can't remember us having an in-depth discussion at the start of a podcast about soft drinks.
No. Fizzy water came in.
Oh,
does that count as a soft drink? It's carbonated.
It's a way of life in Germany. Speaking of
it's
which...
It's crap over here.
It's not true. Speaking of which... Hey, look, the news and wrestling. Wow. Before everyone else clicks off into something else. Yeah. George... Let's see if I get these names right. Barrios.
Yep.
Barrios. And Michelle Wilson released, and these are, of course, on the WWE board.
They were, like, higher.
You got Vince McMahon, and you got them too.
Yeah. And everyone is beneath Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
And they were released, and I don't know much about the ins and outs of this side of the business. Lots of other people do, and the stock dropped significantly that day.
Billions, or billion. A lot of money.
Not billion, no, sure. Billions, sure.
Sure, Justin wrote billion in an article.
Oh, God.
I saw, yeah. I've got no idea.
That's hard.
That sort of stuff doesn't interest me in the slightest. I don't know about you.
So this was such a big deal, though, that for a good 12 hours, I think it was one person to tweet something, and then everyone else goes, is that a joke or not? And it was that Disney was about to buy WWE. And I was like, oh, they're really good on copyright takedowns. I hope that doesn't happen. And it didn't happen. Yeah.
How could that even happen? Because WWE are the Disney of something. That's the comparison they always make, isn't it? Stephanie and Triple H. Is this just me? I've heard this.
No, I know what you mean.
They always call themselves Disney, don't they? But of the wrestling bit.
Yeah. And you go, Disney goes, yeah, D's nuts. Pedigree, pretends 99. Goldberg set to return to this week's SmackDown to address what's next.
Tonight, at the time of this video.
Retirement. Sorry, I'll come.
Just to, he's come back tonight at the time that this video goes out, yeah.
Oh, SmackDown. Lovely. Who we're advertising think? SmackDown now.
I don't know. Yeah, why not?
Oh, because Mickey Mouse told us to. Double or Nothing 2020 announced for Las Vegas. Hey, we were there.
We were there. It's going to be the same place again.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, no, it means another effing Battle Royal. I'm sure it'll be a good show.
The idea of them going back to the same place every year for one.
The scene what of the think? Crime.
No, because they're doing the same thing for All In Out, aren't they?
Chicago.
It's always going to be Chicago. So there's two of their four pay-per-views in the same place every single year. What about the rest of the world, eh?
Mm-hmm. Because they drew there. And hopefully they actually do the proper Double or Nothing. Because remember someone telling me they wanted the 20,000-seater. Hence, Double or Nothing. But they couldn't book in time, so they got the 12,000. And, you know, if you're not good with maths, that isn't Double or Nothing. Do you think they could fill it out for 20,000?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Me too. Will we be there? Watch this space. We don't know.
You're making it sound like we definitely are by doing that. You're teasing it. We actually don't know.
But then we do this, and some nice people do sometimes go, oi, Conrad, and say horrible things, which does us no favours whatsoever.
The problem is when we go to events, it's great and we can get unique content and stuff, but we can always do better quality coverage here, which is always the...
It just makes our job 10 times harder.
Yeah.
God, I forgot about how bad you guys had it. Yeah.
We're not bad.
I went and had edibles and hung out with Ron Funch. You guys worked your asses off. Like, why are you so down?
I saw D's Nuts guy. That reminded me before when you said it. He opened a wrestling show. It was weird.
I hate it. Yeah. Joe, Ray, Riddick Moss, Roderick Strong, Alexander Wolfe, and Marcel Bartel all got concussed.
They all got knocked.
Knocked out, silly. Not concussed.
Not all of them were concussed, but some of them may have been, yeah.
So knocked silly was the phrase Meltzer used. So read into that what you will.
Yeah, that's, I'm glad he used the technical term. What's wrong with him, Doctor? Knocked silly, right?
Bobby Thompson.
So that's a bad string to have in so quick a time.
Some of them were blatant, like Alexander Wolf's.
Yeah, Samoa Joe leaving the match.
But some of them... Like, what happened to Riddick Moss? He was
me and Tom took... Well, was it me and Adam or me and Tom took the piss out of him because he always did that American football lads thing where they bash their heads together. But apparently he wrestled on Main Event before that, so it might have happened there.
Mm.
Oh. Which then begs the question, why is him and Mojo doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Playboys? Yeah. Soccer.
We'll not bring up any football soccer thing. Samoa Joe's thing on TV... speculation from Sean Ross Sapp, I believe, don't quote me on that it was not knock silly, it was in fact a failed drug test. And then do we have to say, no, he's knock silly? And he went, but he's Samoan.
Someone about Andrade's failed drug test, I can't remember who was reporting
it. Was a Primo scenario, wasn't it?
Where he didn't want to cut his holiday show, apparently. But I can't remember who was saying that. It was one of the Spanish announce team, wasn't it?
Oh, with bloody, not Carlos, it was Hugo. Hugo Savinovich.
Okay.
He was saying that was the case.
Right. The Primo thing was grim, wasn't it?
They have to fly them, they have to pay for their own flights to go to the wellness test, which I think is a bit wrong.
Because he's in Puerto Rico. And I remember the rough bit of it was, there's places in Puerto Rico I can go to that are on this list. It's not like Dodgy Dave's concussion, drug testing thing. You know, like, no, you have to come to Puerto Rico. I was like, a lot of money.
Yeah.
Am I booked? No.
This seemed a bit unfair, didn't it?
Yeah. Apparently he was on holiday with Charlotte at the time. And then they went, get yourself to London, talk to Jack the Jobber, that's your punishment. And that's what happened.
Oh,
before then.
Yeah, that is pretty bad. Like, it's either this or lose the title. He goes, I'll talk to Jack. And of course, the major news on my Twitter, stuff talking about nothing else, and I've lost about 1,000 followers this week. WWE signed Killer Cross, who's managed to somehow escape the Impact Wrestling clause that was hanging around him, like all the chains on
up the irons. Oh, like,
and oh, forever blah, we in bubbles.
Triple H, came out
Triple
like
H is
that.
A big Triple H. Yeah, he's fun. Yeah. It's like Green Street all over again.
God. And Timothy Thatcher injecting Twitter with a lethal dose of poison.
A lethal dose of poison. That's what I was going for in the notes there.
I apologize
because everything just imploded on Twitter. on European wrestling Twitter.
Right, because the idea isn't to gatekeep or to say, no, he should wrestle for indie companies all his life. How dare he make money? It's just the fact that we got the impression he was never doing that from the way he talked and the very little he said of himself, because he doesn't even have a Twitter account. And more news was that he'd been trying to get in Japan for years because his style's very fits in very well there. And they keep on bringing over old Japanese guys like Ishikawa and Nakaida to wrestle at Dub X Dub. But apparently no one's like who? What? I've never heard of him. So it's like, oh, well, sorry. I might as well go to WWE then. No. Which makes more sense. And I'm happy for him. But look, I went on about Volta all the time on Twitter and on this show and everything else like that. And people went, stop talking about Volta. Then Volta came out. And now people go, oh, good call on that Volta. Yeah, say exactly the same about Timmy Thatcher. He's mint. I'm so happy for him. I'm so happy you guys get to watch him. I've got this nice, sexy thing. It does mean that ring camp
is... that say Imperium?
Yes, Ryan Satan, it does. Oof. That's a bit of pill to swallow, like, but it makes sense because, like, hey guys, when you watch WWE, there was this thing called Ring Camp that we ripped off and then put an Italian in so we can call it Imperium. What? Just call it Imperium. Just call it Imperium. And so, yeah, I can't wait for you guys, the people who don't watch indies.
I've seen Timothy Thatcher matches.
I've even seen guys, Timothy Thatcher matches.
Which one have you seen?
I saw the one at OTT. Against Suzuki, yeah.
Ooh. I saw one against Walter at Progress.
Oh, stroke legs again. It's going to be great. Also, Killer Cross is good, but God, Thatcher.
I hope they debut Killer Cross like he debuted in Impact.
He was policeman?
Oh, what a debut that was. He was the secret man, the bodyguard policeman type.
Oh, yeah.
And he attacked Petey Williams. Oh, I was all over that, me. Oh. All over it. Oh. All over it, Matthew.
You know, you know the whole Vince thing? For audio listeners, they were rubbing their thighs vigorously. You know the Vince thing about, like, the wrestlers are going to look impressive in public. The old school mentality of, like, Killer Cross is one of the ones where I've walked past and been like, Jesus.
If you walk past him in an airport, you turn around for a second look.
You've got to pay a ticket to see how big Killer Cross is in real life. But honestly, this means...
He's going through the airport on his knees to not give it away on free airport.
Some of those little things with wheels. Just going, wow, look how agile he is. So this does mean, of course, that Ring Camp ist kaputt.
Yeah, it is,
The Germans do not say it all. What are you talking about? But we had a good run. I will be there.
Were you in it, were you?
He was supporting. It's like when
the way I said that. Like, you know what? It's not around anymore. Yeah, sure, I was in Ring Camp.
It's like if we talk about Sunderland and Newcastle, say, oh, we lost this weekend.
Exactly.
So you support Ring Camp.
Thank you for saving me. I appreciate it. So yeah, Timmy Thatcher, get in.
Isn't he based in America? He's American.
American, but he's been living in Germany for so long.
Yeah, I thought he was German. And then I did a little Google, and he's American. Yeah. Interestingly, though, there was an article published on WWE.com back in 2015. 5 Evolve stars you need to keep an eye on. He's one of them, 2015.
Yeah.
It's come full circle.
He was Evolve champion for a bit, wasn't he?
The longest ever.
Wow. Yeah. Not for a bit, then. For a long time.
Yeah.
A little fool now.
The funny thing is, though, of course, he famously does not use Twitter or any social media and has an old flip phone.
I heard he's got a flip phone.
So I don't know if he even knows he's been signed. So we'll wait to see. So
that begs the question, who was in the promo picks then?
Yeah.
Because he's been there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who it wasn't.
Tommy Thatcher.
I'll tell you who else it wasn't. That's right. Ted DiBiase's kid. No, not that one.
Steady on. Be careful.
Who has been...
Allegedly.
No, he's been arrested and accused of. Yes, there you go, that's how it works. Alleged to have. Been involved in massive... embezzling.
Wow.
That's right. I use the correct term.
So this isn't Ted Jr.?
Not Ted DiBiase Jr. The other one is Brett DiBiase,
okay,
who was in FCW for a bit and then didn't do anything. So people said the WWE one who didn't go far. So we thought, Ted DiBiase Jr. Like, no, the other one. Yes, he is in big doo-doo by looks of things.
I don't know enough about this, so I'm just going to...
Yeah, I've only heard you say it.
All we saw was multi-millions embezzled, and we found him. He was living in luxury.
Okay.
So,
saying everyone's
I'm not saying he looks guilty, but he might have to come to...
money,
whatever.
Oh, dear.
Suit yourselves. And there's been a lot of news this week, Jack. Has that been it?
No, there's been a couple of other ones that I wanted to put in, but we'll have to rattle through them, I suppose, because it's been quite a hefty one. Jericho said on his podcast recently, he did a New World Order-themed podcast with various guests, and compared, one of them was Scott Hall, and he compared his leaving of WWE to go to AEW to Scott Hall jumping ship in 96.
That's right.
Saying that Vince let him go, said you can go, and then backtracked and went, actually, no, don't go. But he was like, no, I've already signed.
We had a game of chicken.
Mm.
What an idiot. I bet you won't. I bet I will. No, I bet you won't. I've done it all.
That meant that the curtain call, I think, was it? He went, what can we do to fix it? What can we do? And he goes, just tell me. And he goes, this. Okay, bud. Well, nice knowing you.
The other one is that R-Truth told with Spandex, which is Up Rocks' wrestling section, that Brock Lesnar was so pleased with their little comedy promo segment they did on Raw that he's been pitching ideas to work with R-Truth more. I don't believe Brock Lesnar pitches ideas to work with anyone. I don't know. Maybe it's true.
Certainly not to Matt Riddle.
Well, no, not to Matt Riddle. Bro, he's got a golf cart now. We'll talk about that in NXT, I suppose.
Oh, goody.
Everybody get excited for the Cultaholic Hall of Fame.
Ah, now so for the good bit of the show, the Hall of Fame. And in last week's results, in condescending order, H.T. Drake and Little Miss Roxy, Pride of the Northeast, 2%. I'm glad that we started this podcast talking about local stuff.
they're good. Check them out.
Tom Campbell, being part of AEW kayfabe, Norfolk, 38%.
Ooh. They took that to new levels this week. So we can't,
I've seen that bit.
We can't. It just, he basically said, no, duck. But I can't say that.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
Cody's learning. That's how I say it. That's how I'm avoiding it now. But winner by 61%, Pac on some random steps in Newcastle in just his wrestling gear in the middle of winter. Well done, lad.
Thank you.
I did ask the guy who filmed that, whose name escapes me. No, it doesn't escape me. I'm not going to tell you who, in case you just want it being read out.
Whoa, who is it?
Connection.
What does it rhyme with?
Norfolk. I said, where did you film that? Because we were talking about where it was speculated. Was it by the Clooney? Was it there? And he went, Mordor. I went,
bastard. God, they're all bastards, aren't they?
If he tells me where it is, maybe I'll remember his name.
Wait.
So,
can I guess off camera who it was?
Off, if you do off camera, you can do whatever you like, pal.
Can I ask later who it was?
Outside the invisible wall, there's nothing. So, is the winner of last week, Ross. What did you pick this week?
It's RuPaul's Drag Race. Watched it for the first time. I watched the UK version. I went to the girlfriend's house and it was on the telly. The UK version came on. I was like, oh, this won't be my cup of tea. But it came on and they were doing sketches and I was laughing. Bag of Chips, Cheryl Hole. I'm on board with all of them. It was funny.
Now. This must have been a repeat.
It was on after Match of the Day, it was on Saturday night. But it came on and I was laughing. There was one of them doing a Trump impression, which was one of the better Trump impressions I've seen. It was just a funny show, and I didn't expect it to be. So it's Hall of Fame worthy. Honestly, it is, honestly. Check it out if you want. You
know? I know lots of people who watch it. I'm aware of the work of RuPaul.
I've never seen it before. I've obviously heard of RuPaul and heard of the show, but I've never watched it. They did a couple of sketches, and it was funny.
Hmm. I've heard a lot of people, Owen's girlfriend said that... that it's not as good as the US one. Like, they've really scaled down the budget and everything.
I don't want to get hooked on it because there's 11 series or something. So I don't want to get too hooked. But the one episode I saw in the UK, good show.
Yeah. I've seen a few. I've always been forced to watch it, but it is oddly sort of, even if you're not into drag and all that, it is quite captivating. Yeah. But I always get annoyed when it comes to the judging because I disagree with all of the... There's not a strong enough criteria.
Who was that? It was Lorraine Kelly was one of them. It was Lorraine Kelly. Lorraine and Graham
Kelly,
Norton.
Leave.
Lorraine Kelly's on it.
Lorraine Kelly was judging one of them.
You saw that.
That famous actress, Lorraine Kelly.
I'll not pay me taxes.
Graham Norton's like the Simon Cowell of Drag Race. He's really harsh.
I didn't have the volume on at that point, I don't think. I can't remember what Graham Norton said. What? Well, no, because
It was Min. Didn't hear a single word that was
No, by the time you had Lorraine Kelly judging one of the sketches, then they do a bit at the end where they all do a walk and do a bit of a dance, and then that's when Graham Norton was on.
That's when all the catchphrases come out. Sashay away, shantay you stay.
Oh, whatever. I was more interested in the sketches. They had to do a presentation of Downton Abbey parody sort of thing. That's the bit I was watching.
I've seen the episode you've seen.
Yeah.
I hate one of them. Which? The one who's the whiny, like, didn't like him. The rest of them were good. I won't spoil it wins in case you want to watch the rest of it, but I agreed with the winner. All right, then, fair enough.
Bag of Chips was my favourite though, out of all of them on that episode.
Not the little one.
Scouse-ish,
I think.
Bag of chips. So are you going to do a tier list of
all the queens on there?
Yes.
Yeah.
They told that whiny one to tone it down, and then it got to the task, and they just did it anyway. Oh, shut up. I didn't like them. The rest of them, though. The rest of them sound... Well, you got to have villains, haven't you, in reality TV? Yeah, you do.
Some Ting Wong was there as well.
Didn't like that.
if you were a drag out, would you have a name in your head?
You've put me on the spot there. I'll have no idea.
As if this is a RuPaul.
I've got no idea what I would call myself.
Mine's got to be a play on, like, jacking, hasn't it? Because
if you want to win, I want to win.
Jacking cock.
There we go.
Yeah. There we go.
Simple.
Yep. Lovely.
Blunder's a brick to the heat. I'll probably go with something that, like, lukewarm.
Lukewarm's really good. I like that.
Oh, thank you.
Lukewarm.
Oh, no. For Pit Yakker, it's going to be ham and peas pudding. Oh, Jesus. That's nice. So, RuPaul, the UK version or all of
them? Well, just in general, I guess the American one. If the American one's better, good on it, because the UK version that's always good.
I see. So RuPaul, whatever will get Ross, the win. Jack, what's yours?
So I've got two in mind. One's the one that'll get me more votes, but one's one that I want to do more.
Oh, there you go.
So can I just mention the one?
Yeah, please do. What was the runner-up?
The runner-up was, you know, on Dynamite, right, Moxie's staring down with Jericho, and they do that thing where the wrestlers talk trash to each other without microphones. But Jericho's still on commentary, so he's got his headset on.
Oh, yeah.
So you hear what his trash talk is, and it's, you're going to go downtown to Chinatown, daddy. And I just thought that was the best trash talk I've ever heard. But that's not it. I'm nominating a man called Mark Rofe, I think it is. So before Adam Pacitti was in the wrestling business, if we're going to call it that, he was a bit of a viral sensation. My mum knew who Pacitti was before I met him. She went, it was that lad, is it? Because of his billboard thing. If anyone doesn't know, Pacitti once rented out a billboard.
If anyone doesn't know.
There might be people who just want to watch wrestling after listening to us prattle on about little wasters and bag of chips.
Saying, like, I spent my last wage packet on this billboard, please hire me. And then he did the Girl of My Dreams one, where he went on Lurie and Killy. And
two for two so far.
He dreamt of a girl of his dreams, and he drew her, and it was a crap drawing, and it was funny. And he said, if you're this woman, get in touch. Now, there's been copycats before. And people who've directly named Pacitti as an influence of theirs in trying to go viral outside of the wrestling sphere. But I've never known a man like Mark Rofe, because he's combined the two. He's put a plea for a date on a billboard and claims that it's an original idea. So my nomination might be not just Mark Rofe, might be the audacity of Mark Rofe.
Oh, this isn't so much a vote as it is a calling out.
Aye.
I like it. Mark Rofe is that?
I think it's Rofe, yeah.
Rofe, do you know how that's spelled?
I'm not going to, I don't want people to start hating on Mark Rofe, so I'm not going to spell it, no.
Okay, so El Hijo del Pacitti.
Yeah.
So where is this billboard, do you know?
I don't know. He's from down south somewhere, I think.
Oh, another reason. It's not looking good for you,
mate. Who would accept that? Who would think, look at that billboard there, that looks appealing.
Similarly, fame-hungry women.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Have you not been any dating websites?
No.
Oh, God, yeah. I was kind of buried myself there. But does it have a picture of him?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He's reclining on it.
Is he hot?
He's just an average-looking man.
Oh. Is he doing the Shawn Michaels
Yeah,
the title,
he's not bad-looking. Oh. He's just a 30-year-old bloke.
Oh. Should we give him a ring?
Looks quite tall. Maybe he's got that in his fit, yeah.
That's it. Them on a billboard. I am 6 foot. There we go.
It was Timothy Thatcher. No, it was.
Jack.
Property of WWE.
Oh, no. On that miserable note.
What's your nomination?
Mine is.
It's died to death, this, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Sometimes this goes on too long, and I like the awkwardness, but not everyone watching this does. So move on to my pick. I passed my theory test this week.
Hey.
The driving theory test for people who aren't in the UK. I know Americans are very stunned by this, but they actually have to grill you on how to drive. Probably my American friends are like, what do you mean, theory? Apparently, theirs is just, what is this car? Congratulations. It's amazing. That's why you see Bens drive around in
the
films.
Road, cowboy.
Yeah. Kids. Episode of Rugrats where Tommy just gets in, drives the shit, whatever. So, one of the fun things of this is, obviously, some questions are there because you need to know them. Very technical jargon stuff and, you know, what do you do in a red light? And there's some stuff, because you have to do multiple choice around that. And it's to, like, you see an old biddy walking across a pelican crossing, obviously you said. What do you do? And clearly people are like, we have four picks here, right? So it's like, one, rammer. Two, honk your horn. Like, and three, stop and wait patiently. four blast out Slipknot's classic Iowa as loud as like, and it's just hilarious because some of them are like, some of them are really complicated, and you get questions like, it's like, it's a trick, right? It looks like actually the grandma, you're clicking it, Adolf Hitler. Ah, I should have rammed it. But no, it's just you just get the questions like that, and I'm going to vote nominate the theory test questions.
Okay.
Because, I remember mine back in the day.
Right.
Did you have to do just driving down the road, you had to click every time it was a hazard?
Was yours real people and real footage?
Yeah.
I was with CGI.
Mine was 2009. Right. Ryan. Whoa, that's a long time ago.
Mine wasn't long after that, and that mine was real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Well, real people is a thing of the past, ladies and gentlemen. We have CGI people. Like, let me tell you, you're like driving along a country road like this, and there's people, all natural people walking in the distance like that. It looks like Reboot from 95. And then it's like, what could be the hazard coming up? Make sure you click it when you see it. And there's a deer on the side of the road. And you're like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder what it's going to be. Like, it's like, oh, the deer ran out in the road. Who could have thought? Click. Oh, 5 points. Well done, Matthew.
I've just had a thought, an invention.
What?
You know how everyone plays, like, computer games now? Do you think driving would be safer if instead of, like, pedals and a wheel and everything, you just gave these new kids coming up, you just hook up a controller somehow to control the whole car, and you control it as if you're in a game?
No, because other games like Mario Kart and Destruction Derby.
Yeah, true.
Because that's how I would start to drive it. Because the guy's like, no, wait, give way to this guy at the sign, white, red arrow. I'm like, I can make it. No, you can't.
Gamble.
Yeah, whatever. You do that in the Mushroom Kingdom. So, yeah.
If I get a mushroom, I can use the shortcut.
Yeah, and he's like, that is not how you drive. I went, hey, the achievement points on me, or whatever. I'm going to do more. Driving theory test. Awesome. I'm very sorry if I'm doing this now. I'm realizing there's lots of people who are going to be watching this who probably haven't passed.
That's all right.
They're not going to vote for me.
Oh, well, no, because all you're doing is giving them hope for the future, aren't you?
Showing if I can do it, you can do it.
Because I was terrified learning to drive, me. Daunting. Because I went out in my mum's car a couple of times at Felton in the airfield, not a road. And I just stalled the thing endless times. Now I lost all hope. And you learn it's quite easy, isn't it?
It turns out you have to be really bad at something to get really good at something. And I forget that a lot of the time.
Because you're good at everything.
Yes. This is why I look like this. So, these are the three picks for you this week. The award-winning, not really, called the Holic Hall of Fame. If you'd like to vote for RuPaul's, in brackets, US or UK, doesn't matter as long as you vote. Mark Rofe.
The audacity of Mark Rofe.
The audacity of Mark Rofe.
Sounds like a fragrance, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What fragrance is he wearing? David Beckham's.
Something that Pacitti had on 10 years ago.
Sandalwood and Desperation.
Ooh. Links Africa. And, of course, the theory test questions. Speculate. What do you do if the stop sign says stop? Do you A, stop sometimes? B, depends on the traffic. C, stop every time, silly. What are you talking about? Or D, leg it. And like that, this is multiple choice. You can vote for any of those three picks by going to Point at Jack.
Patreon.com/cultaholic.
This is This Week in the Wrestling. It's this bloody...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This week in wrestling.
In the bloody wrestling.
I'm really excited for this because Super SmackDown. Why was it Super? Because the Super Bowl, silly.
Oh, whoa. I didn't even make that connection.
That'll be the bit cut out.
Whoa.
Segment one, Corbin gets covered in dog food. Wait.
That wasn't segment one. It was segment first and end of show. I've just put it first because it was the big talking point, wasn't it?
Segment two, Matthew stops watching SmackDown and puts MLW Fusion on instead.
No.
I am all right with Baron Corbin's Roman Reigns building up to Royal Rumble and then moving on to something else. Now that I know it's still on SmackDown, I just gave up and went, I'm not in the mood.
Now.
So how was the show, Jack?
It was a SmackDown.
I can't remember. I remember the end. I remember Corbin not... Right. Something happened with Corbin's throne. It was there. The men were there, but he sort of got off it with his cape falling off. I remember that bit. You'd have to tell me what happened on the show so I can elaborate further.
It ended up with them challenging each other.
Jack.
They challenged each other to the match they've been doing on the house show circuit, which is the loser eats dog food match.
Eats.
Yeah. So obviously Corbin lost because he's wrestling Roman Reigns, who's really strong and good at wrestling. But Corbin lost and then obviously refused to eat the dog food. So the Usos handcuffed him. What he did to Roman, what feels like 2 years ago now, handcuffed him to the thing. And then they chucked loads of dog food on him. And Roman did a bit of a spoon.
Chili con carne on? Didn't look like dog food. It looked like chili con carne.
Mm.
And
is that a thing outside the Northeast? Chili con carne?
It's got a Mexican Spanish name.
Yeah,
Chili.
Chili with meat.
Chili invented chili, right chili here.
I didn't know if it was like a Geordie twist on
chili con carne.
It's called like chili con hilo or something.
Or the chili con hello. Miz and Morrison win a four-way tag match to become number one contenders for the New Day in Saudi Arabia. Ooh. Oh, that's why this guy's back from the Northeast. Saudi Arabia, right? No one knew could be on these shows.
I enjoyed Miz doing his old tag team entrance alongside him. Someone did a sync on Reddit, a sync up of both. Like one from back when he used to wear the hat and stuff. And he's doing the same like motions that he used to do then.
Wow. He was great at just getting heat from the North Pole, that lad, back in the day, because he just looked like he had the most smackable face.
I think Miz seems like just a lovely man. He seems really nice.
He's so unlikable as a wrestling character, though.
Oh, yeah.
So unlikable. Not anymore. Even when he's trying to be nice.
Yeah.
Defending his daughter and whatnot. I was like, you arsehole.
Who's awesome? I'm awesome. Who's awesome?
I think I fell for him a bit. Not like, yeah, I did. I fell for him when he met the voice actor of Johnny Cage in Mortal Kombat, and he was so excited. He was like, I wanted to be you.
Yeah, yeah.
And he sort of is. Oh, he sort of became him.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was on Up, Up, Down, Down.
When he's Up, Down, Down, he says, right, that's it. Is it Xavier's playing? I forget, but he's getting ready for Street Fighter 2. He's like, right, there's a promo for all the lads watching the background. It's like,
who
sold
does Miz
out.
Or Woods?
I think it's Miz.
All right.
No, Miz is doing a promo. I'm going to beat you. It's going to be the best thing ever. No. I'm so good at this game. On pause. This gets annihilated. It's like, right. Anyway, Strowman beats Nakamura to become the new IC.
Oh, Christ, I.
Oh, I missed the title change.
You did.
I thought this would have happened at Rumble, but whatever.
Me too, everyone did, yep.
Yeah. Sammy whines afterwards until he's got off by Elias, who brawls with Cesaro.
So it's setting up, okay. I think, Cesaro versus Elias, maybe. Because why would Elias come out to cut off Sammy and then get into a fight with Cesaro?
Yeah,
I mean, Sammy sent Cesaro out.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Because Cesaro is in a little faction now with Sammy and
Nakamura.
Yeah, but, Nakamura.
I mean, why wouldn't Sammy...
Sammy's like, get him, boy!
Why wouldn't Sammy not... Oh, because he doesn't really wrestle now.
No, he's a manager.
Right. Yeah.
He's one of the best wrestlers on the roster, aren't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, so new IC champ, Strowman.
Mm-hmm.
It's finally, his first singles title. He was tagged. It's all right, it's empty.
My God.
He was tag champ with Nicholas, of course.
Yeah, without kids, he's useless. Bailey cuts a promo about how great she is, but Naomi interrupts. Okay. Bailey attacks, but Naomi lays her out. Oh, well, that's nice that they're doing something with Naomi.
Naomi's got new entrance headwear, which is the best in the game, I'd say. It's like a LED goldfish bowl. Looks amazing.
Wow, really?
Aye. Like, face comes on it sometimes and whatnot.
Are you making me feel bad that I'm in SmackDown now?
Looks like Zima Ion, DJZ.
Oh, she doesn't actually look like...
His headgear is weird.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's like the evil thing off Godzilla 2014 movie. Is it? Is that a thing I've just made up?
I've not seen it.
Yeah. You know what? Like 10 out of 10 for trying.
The thing with the big legs. And
that's exactly it.
Yeah.
That's so good, Ross.
Or maybe. I don't know. Might be wrong.
No. You've committed to it. It's so good. Godzilla. I heard him. Monday Night Raw.
No, we missed the biggest part. Otis. Otis has scored a date with Mandy on Valentine's Day.
Mandy.
Look at what the icy title.
Oh, hey, Mandy, he said. And she was like, hey, Otis. And he was like, Can you free neck, ready neck, man? I
can't do it. What a great audience. Can you do it, please? Because I can't.
Just do a Jimmy impression of South Park. Yeah. What a great audience.
Hello, man. And but, go on.
Oh, after you.
Well, you're more of an Otis boy. I think
everyone's an Otis boy.
Yeah, we are all.
He plucked up the courage. He stumbled over a few words. Who doesn't do that when they're asking out a girl, eh? Yeah. And then he got it on Valentine's Day. She's like, "Oh, I'm busy this week, Otis."
Oh.
And everyone's like, "Oh, you bitch!" And then then all turned around. She's like, "Well, next Friday, I'm free as a bird."
And Tugger's like, "You know what next Friday is? It's Valentine's Day."
I know. So he's going to get massacred.
Oh, are we going to have to do a Valentine's Day podcast? Like edition? Because it's on a Friday.
Yes.
Right.
What are you getting me?
I don't know.
Oh.
Why am I your Valentine?
Why aren't you my Valentine? Right,
very confident answer.
Why am I the third wheel?
Why are you the
third wheel? I know I'm the third wheel here. Don't have to tell me.
Why are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah, we need you to commentate on it. Make it good. Can't get that other guy.
When Richard's in the office, you're not the third in the studio.
They are.
He's your pal.
But when he's not.
No, he's going to come in going, "For this is the night."
Richard stood outside with a boombox over
there. Monday Night Raw. Orton opens the show to explain why he attacked Edge last week. No, he doesn't. He doesn't say anything. Yep. Crowd boom out the arena. That was nice.
Do you like that?
I
thought
it
was polarizing.
Because he was like, boop. Boop. Bye.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to say he did it because Edge eliminated him from the Rumble?
Nah, there's going to be more to it than that. It'd be a bit of a waste of their history if they're...
True.
You know what? Because you eliminated me.
Edge has done something to Orton's wife. This is where... It's Role Remember.
That does sound like Edge.
Yeah.
Oh,
Edge
your wives, it's Edge.
Liv Morgan beats Lana in about, a minute. Afterwards, Ruby Riott returns and turns on Liv. Lana then hits her with an X Factor.
Yo, you're dealing with the X Factor. I did this off camera.
It says
X
Factor. And it types, "I got everything I ever wanted."
I'll never get that back. Lana hits X Factor, doesn't she? Ruby doesn't like Liv, but we don't know why yet.
We haven't really figured out why Liv hates Lana, to be honest with
you. Well, she loved
her. Because they were in a relationship, weren't they? Or something. And then and then Lana went off with Bobby and left Liv alone. And Liv wasn't happy about that.
Yeah.
So she came back and tackled her at her wedding.
Yeah.
So maybe Ruby was in a relationship with Lana.
Yeah.
And Liv found out.
Have you got a pen?
I don't know.
Is this better or worse than when it was Ziggler, Lana, Rusev, and Breeze?
And the fish.
The cold fish.
There's no fish involved, so no. Hauk! Shoom! We need more moments like that in wrestling, don't we? Rusev hoying a massive fish at his wife.
What did he shout?
I don't know.
He's just like, something's like, "Fish." Zelina Vega brings out Angel. Oh, this is a good bit. Brings out Angel Garza, who attacks Humberto Carrillo, his cousin, and then faces Rey Mysterio.
Yes.
He loses by DQ, DTing Rey in the exposed floor. Angel Garza. Okay. I was like, why has he lost the Cruiserweight title already? Everyone loves him and all this. He's going on Raw.
It's because he's really good.
Because they knew Andrade was doing something.
10 times better than Humberto, isn't he?
Oh.
We're not watching them side by side.
Yeah.
He's just got that thing, that charisma kid, the Clint Bobsky line. He's just got it, hasn't he?
He's
like, amazing.
He's like
as soon as he came out there, not everyone knew who he was. And as soon as she came out and endorsed him and says, "I've left for me," high five. The smile and the way he works. Oh, love him so much.
Humberto is a fantastic wrestler and a pretty man. But I don't care about him.
Well said. Yeah.
I think he's got a bit of 2000 Eddie Guerrero, Mamacita.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not even because he's Mexican, because he's like sleazy and it's brilliant. He's so good.
Yeah. And he, again, the trademark DDT second floor, wrestled Rey Mysterio Jr., who's going to put all these guys over before he retires for a year and then comes back on his 17th set of legs.
He'll be on the cruise or something. Like, Rey just dots about wherever he wants, really.
Yeah.
Remember when he just popped up and wrestled Liger in a tag match in Japan, in New Japan? Yeah.
And I thought, that match won't be very good. Watch it. Yeah. I don't know how he does it. Charlotte Flair is challenged by Rhea Ripley, who astonishes everybody.
Who's that? Cherry Lawler said. Unbelievable.
This is my brutality.
That's like white noise.
Who's this?
On the crowd, yay!
I'm off on Wednesdays.
So, that happens. And Rhea Ripley gets on the mic and goes, "Yeah, remember I pinned you at Survivor Series." Everyone goes, we're remembering Survivor Series. Oh my God, that actually happened.
Or was it in the build, the Survivor Series?
It was both, wasn't it? On SmackDown, she definitely did. She rolled her up in the middle of a figure eight.
I thought she pinned Sasha, who was in the figure eight.
And she rolled up Charlotte.
Oh, nice. Mm.
So, she doesn't get a response yet. Asks once another shot at Becky. Becky comes out with the 8-bit sunglasses. Goes, aye, all right, and then leaves.
Cringy, I thought, me.
You thought that was cringy?
But Richard Tubman, who's down with the memes, thought that was quite funny.
I thought it was a good
look. A bit cringy, me. Too on the nose.
It's a fine line.
When she did it, ask her, and then was like, oh, deal with it. Oh. Well, she didn't say it, but she put the glasses on, which the meme.
If she does that and the crowd pops, it's all right. If she does that and the crowd groans, it's cringy. Mm. You know?
I don't know what the crowd reaction was. Was it good?
Yeah. Yay. We got here. We risked our lives to get the arena. Ricochet wins the Triple Threat main event to become the number one contender for Lesnar's title. So it's nice knowing him. Oh. I think that was nice. It was surprising. It'd be surprising that Seth didn't get the win here, but furthers the Kevin Owens Rollins feud.
Yeah, earlier in the night, I couldn't squeeze it in, but Owens had not won, he'd lost, but he looked dead heroic in a big elimination tag match, mm-hmm. surviving for ages on his own and stuff. So, a lot of things going on here. It was good.
Yeah. I really like this role. Storylines are
back. This is a great role. They should have career-ending storms every week. And also, Drew Galloway and Aleister Black kick some jobs
Drew
in the
McIntyre.
Face.
Drew McIntyre.
But Mojo's a silly man, isn't he?
Yeah.
Drew was like, I'm going to do this in 3 seconds' time. Eh? He hears a bit about Brock Lesnar. He did what he did. Oh,
sexy Scotsman. Great. And then Aleister Black, sexy Dutchman. Great. Yeah, I don't know why I talked like that. It was a bit weird. AW Dynamite, Kabang. Moxie beats Ortiz and is attacked by Santana. He gets the upper hand and blinds Santana with his car keys. Bloody hell, it says here.
Yeah, violent.
Jericho was forced to watch his poor car keys going in.
I like how the commentary team sold it as like actually a bad thing to do. They were like, two wrongs don't make a right, because it reminds you that Moxley's very dangerous, because he's so like lovable and funny that
he can be. Yes.
In WWE, you forgot that he's meant to be like an absolute killer. So this like reminded you.
Right. I forgot who said this. He was more Daffy Duck than Donald Duck.
Okay. Yeah.
Donald's serious. He can get it done. Daffy Duck is just Daffy.
Wait, which way around?
Donald Duck's a good one. Donald Duck served in the United States Navy.
Officially,
the Navy have him down there because he's a sailor.
Daffy Duck was in the French French Foreign Legion. Was he not?
Was he?
What the hell's going on
episode
here?
Was that Bugs Bunny? Did Bugs Bunny join the French Foreign Legion?
What the hell kind of episode of this was that?
Oh, it was like the 20s or whatever.
This is all fun and games back then.
Daffy Duck helped beat the Monstars, man.
So an American worked for the French Foreign Legion.
Aye.
Zutta law. So... Yuka Sasaki.
Sakazaki.
Sorry,
Sakazaki.
Jim Ross. Beats Britt Baker with a roll up. So Britt curb stomps her tooth out and gives her the doctor mouth hand.
The lockjaw, the doctor mouth hand.
It just looks like crap.
No, it's like, good. This is a good segment, this.
It's the brutalizer. It's the brutalizer, but better.
All right.
This was a good segment.
The best with Jim Ross going, what? She's a magic genie, girl. Why are you calling her that? And then she's like, oh, magic genie off the top rope.
No, the best bit from Jim Ross was Scorpio Sky. No more.
Wow, great thing from Too Cold Scorpio. Earlier today, I was talking about Too Cold Scorpio.
Yes, just this morning, I was speaking to Scorpio Sky about Too Cold Scorpio. That's why he was in my head.
Oh, no.
My star sign is Scorpio. Oh, that's right. My favorite Simpsons characters, or whatever. Yeah, good old Jim Ross. Didn't disappoint. And also, later in the news, because Awesome Kong is going to go do The Glow next season on Netflix, she's been written off TV. So apparently, the.
On Dark, and it wasn't referenced on this week's show.
How did
at
she
all.
Get written off?
She got attacked by Mel after Mel lost to somebody. I forgot who it was.
Sounds like the women's division.
Yeah.
Melman.
And yeah, the Nightmare Collective storyline is like Ring Camp kaput. So.
Oh no.
So long. Farewell. Can't say goodbye.
I mentioned in Graded that I didn't know what was going on because I missed that on Dark.
Now that's what I mean.
The comment section is going to be like, Jack, what are you on?
No, you're allowed to, though. Yeah. You don't have to watch every single segment of every single
show. That's their fault.
For
it. I can't believe it wasn't referenced on the main show.
We got you.
It's not my fault.
You got me before, one for one. Next segment, you're getting buried. So. And that's one of the things about the women's division in WWE. Sure, it could be predictable. And, you know, Charlotte Flair, Becky, and maybe Asuka are dominating the bits. But you know who the main star is in these bits, even if you're first time watching it. In AEW, I still am not quite sure who's supposed to be the main stars of the women's division. Oh.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay, great. Okay. Anybody else?
Riho, but I think she looked weak on this episode. I think I mentioned it next, the segment that it was in, because she looked a bit like a damsel in distress kind of thing. And she's meant to be the women's champion. But,
right.
But she's only 98 pounds. Jim Ross says 25 times a match.
Right. She's like Nyla Rose, but you know she loses half the time, so I don't get it. So the Elite lose an 8-man tag after Hangman Page refuses to tag out and gets pinned. Ooh. After match, Pac appears on the Tron and threatens Riho. Omega agrees to a rematch, and Nyla Rose batters Riho anyway, puts up poor 98-pound girl on a table.
On a table.
Just saying. And then Cody takes his lashes
And that match between Pac and Omega is going to be a 30-minute Iron Man.
And Nyla's getting a shot next week at the title. And the tag team titles are on the line. It's a big episode next week, there's an eye for an eye match.
I think that Pac Omega one's in 3 weeks' time.
Yeah, the Pac Omega one, yeah. That's in 3 weeks' time.
Fantastic. And then I haven't seen all of this. Cody takes his lashes from MJF. MJF is frustrated that he's not giving up, so boots him in the balls and runs away. They did a weird bit where it was supposed to look like a fan attack.
Right, yeah. I don't know what that was.
They cut away from it, then went back to it. And this fan, did he have a hat? Did he have a mask on or something? Clearly had his wrestling trunks on.
Did he?
Yeah. He had like a coat and it's like, oh, it's a fan.
I just saw
trousers.
I just saw the black t-shirt, me. That's what all my eyes were on.
I thought it was
effective, me, that bit. But obviously not if you saw the tights.
Okay.
I was confused, but fair enough. I don't know. What did you think of the segment?
I liked it, me. It wasn't quite Tommy Dreamer. Please, sir, may I have another? But it was on its way.
Hmm.
It was watching it was hard, and I saw a lot of people tweeting, going like, "Oh, but Daniel Bryan and the Fiend took a lot more." That's not the point, is it? That hit from Wardlow, made my back go whoa.
Nice.
Because whips and chains excite me.
No. I did see. I'm not embarrassed the person who said this, but it's like he was openly speculating. I wonder how many people are going to see the segment and go, "Oh, I like that."
But anyway. You have to think nobody after that Wardlow one. I can't believe the noise it made. Oof, it felt horrible. But I thought as a segment to get Cody more over as a babyface, it worked. To get MJF more heat as a heel. Look at me with these insider terms. It worked.
As a heel like a diddler.
It was good.
Apparently, Brandi Rhodes then showed up.
She did. She came out, tears in her eyes, but just dressed normally, like in a office clothes, not street clothes, but yeah, business attire.
She's not witch anymore.
So that's how you know. That's
And then
one nightmare collect. Doctor Who? No.
Then her and Cody were like, "I love you so much. You can do it one more." Hold each other's hands.
Like, are you all right? Cody, are you all right? Give her a big hug. She's like, "I'll be back."
Hello, Brandy.
Brandy Rose.
Are you free next week?
Magic on his back. Blood pissing out his back. Brandy. Got to go on a date next week.
I can't. I'm busy trying. Dr. Luther is marching orders.
Yeah, what happens to Dr. Luther?
What's he going to do? How are they going
to fight? How can he be repackaged? We presume he's been signed to a contract or maybe on a week-to-week rolling thing. Who knows?
What about
It'll be the Larry Poffo of AEW. A year later. You still here? Yeah, you've been paying me. Oh.
Get him with the librarians, I say. That's fun. Written all over it.
NXT. Angel Garza. Oh, I know him. Beats Isaiah Swerve Scott, the only guy NXT roster with a cool t-shirt, and calls out Devlin, saying he never really lost the title.
The rapper?
Yeah, Devlin. That's going back a bit. That's good.
Devlin later beats Tyler Breeze.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Good match.
He did the Balor thing, didn't he? Breeze is rolling in the ring and then he did the old under the bottom rope, kicked him off the apron.
Oh, I saw JP Puck's little...
He liked it on Twitter, didn't he?
No, he compared it to the classic Lucha. I forget the guy's name, but it's Little Monkey Guy.
Little Monkey Guy?
Yeah, but he's dressed like, whatever. And he gets drop-kicked off the apron. I've seen it about 10,000 times. You think I remember the guy's name by now, honestly. Bianca Belair is angry at being overlooked by Rhea. Charlotte Flair arrives to a big reception. Rhea comes out to join the argument. Belair tells Charlotte she doesn't even go here.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, Rhea and Belair team up to take out Charlotte because we
are NXT. NXT.
Okay, that makes sense. So, yeah.
It got a big pop.
Yeah.
But surely they're not going for a triple threat. I think everyone wants to see the singles match, don't they?
Will they compete for this in the meantime until the match happens?
I don't think they're going for a triple threat. Because it's Rhea and Bianca at TakeOver Portland.
Yeah. Right.
And then the winner
there we go.
Gets WrestleMania.
Undisputed.
It'll be Rhea.
Undisputed Era, which according to WH just learned this week, Era is supposed to be in capital letters.
I know, I don't like doing
it. Is it?
Yeah, Undisputed ERA.
But
yeah.
If you have just a bit of, doesn't make sense. It looks like it's an acronym or whatever. Undisputed Era spend most of the night looking for Ciampa backstage, who did some attacking last week, if you remember. There's eventually a big brawl, and Regal announces a tag match in the main event. Cole, Fish, and O'Reilly versus Ciampa, Riddle, and Dunn. Strong gets involved with the DQ finish, and the heels beat the faces down until Velveteen Dream returns to take them out. He targets Strong, reveals tights with Strong's family on them, like a weirdly baby-faced Rick Rude. And it was like Rick Rude, not exactly Rick Rude, because Rick Rude always put, like, who he wanted to bang. And Roderick Strong's family was on this.
Well,
so,
it was his wife.
Yeah, and his
but
kid.
But also his kid, yeah. But, yeah.
What are you saying there, Matthew?
No.
But I like that Velveteen Dream is literally going through all the best bits of 80s wrestlers that you like. So we've had Savage, we've had
Hogan,
and now Rick Rude. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's clearly the only guy on the roster who's actually watching WWE Network and go, yeah, that. How about that?
I'm glad to see him back.
I'm happy.
He's always entertaining, isn't he?
It's a lot sooner than people thought, wasn't it? I like them returns. Or was it on time?
It's been like 6 months, hasn't it?
Has it?
Yeah.
Has it really not long without him?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sure I saw someone say it was a lot sooner than people thought. I do like those kind of returns. I do like the way that it was done, though, with the thing on the screen. And then the whoop into the glasses. Then there he was, purple light on.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Teen Dream.
And I forgot to put it up, but yeah, Pete Dunne and Matthew Riddle opened the show with a golf cart.
Why?
Because they're fun now. Because they're the bros away.
Oh, so what they do with Drew is like, they're sexy, relatable character. They're like, weed.
Well, one of them is, and then Pete Dunne's like just never laughs, which is funny, because Riddle's always like, "We partied all week, bro," and then Dunne's just like, eh, "Whatever."
Oh, it's nice to get two guys like that.
I hope that he turns on him. It'll be so good if he does. But yeah,
no, but what the returns? Why, bro?
Wait,
I can't believe you're turning on me,
bro. Not cool, bro. It'd be so good.
Every time he kicks him, more smoke comes out.
Party foul, dude.
Any other wrestling this week? North Wrestling. Sold out.
Well done, North Wrestling.
Sold out the Riverside. Yes, keep it local again. Not enough Bobby Thompson this episode, I guess. Sold out. Eddie Kingston versus Rory Coyle was nice. Until at the very end, he got on the microphone and called me out.
I heard about
that. And
this.
I had to hide behind Photoshop John, who happened to be there for his debut. I love Photoshop John. Thank you for being a wall. And then afterwards, Eddie Kingston was like, I'm just kidding. It's like, oh. And the wrestlers were like booing, going, no, we want you to get him. That was great. Again, sold out first time. It's a shame it hadn't happened in Manchester or down south where more people would care. But for us in this area, get in. What a vote of confidence.
Eddie Kingston also cut a really good promo on Power, which has been shared about.
Rest in peace into the fire.
Yeah.
I think it's Pantera.
It's Pantera. I haven't seen it, but people complaining that Dawkins been taken out there.
Yeah, because it was
I don't know what Pantera song it is. I know what Pantera are, right? Do you know which song it is?
No.
I think he kept saying broken over and over and over again.
Oh, I'm broken then. Yeah, there we go. Thank you very much.
I might be wrong.
I'm broken.
Into the Fire was just pure sauce.
Yeah. Have they updated the show to be in the 90s then? Or because
it still uses a few of the 80s graphics, but there's a lot more like in-arena dynamic shots. Pew, pew.
It's weird that NWA Power is like, okay, there's still a lot of talent that isn't WWE, NXT UK, NXT, Impact, Ring of Honor, etc. So you see the point I'm going for there. And there's still a lot of good stuff on there.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestling.
Aaron Stevens there. Eh?
Right.
Fantastic.
Question mark. Scott Steiner, James Storm and his mama. Good times.
Great time.
What a great time.
Ha ha ha. Merriment.
Let's have a rummage in our mail bags.
Now, so I'll have a little old rummage in the mailbag. Number one, Domo Arigato, Diddle Rose, whatever. I've realized that after watching nearly every single video on this channel for the past 2 years, I've started using the expression, E dear. Which was never the case before. To bring it back to a wrestling related question, were there any wrestlers' gestures, taunts, catchphrases, or anything of the sort that you saw on TV and started using in real life at some point? I remember the first time I got a detention in school for doing the crotch chop vigorously. I tell my classmate to suck it. Vigorously. I can't stop doing it. You guys are the best. Keep on keeping on. Andre Vazuru.
Vazaru.
Vazaru. Andre Vazaru. Sorry, mate. I have to read these in case it's like
Andre Vazaru. No, I can't think of it. Should be fine.
I just insult myself there in a different language, I guess. But no, that is a great question. Thank you very much for having a real name. So, anything you've learned off TB, and even though it says don't do this, you've done it. Because I definitely, when it was really kicking off at Place of America and I didn't want to touch people's hands because of, you know, viruses, I'd do the too sweet rather than like high five or shaking hands. Yeah, because all these wrestling people
I thought
this,
you just really like wrestling.
Well, that too. That too. But like all the, you know, there's anime people, gaming people, music people, and then there's the dirty wrestling fans. So it's like, hey, guy, what? Too sweet. Yeah, like that. Like, yeah, we're in a gang. You know, type of thing. I like that.
Fair enough.
I've never done it, mate.
Never done it too sweet?
No.
Not even.
I think it's cool.
It was all the rage for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All the rage. Yeah, I did some too sweet in back in 2016.
I think it's a nice way to say hello, like it's a thing. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I guess you just do that, but not if you go, hey, bro, too sweet me, yeah? 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 Too sweet me, yeah? Yeah? Not on a side.
That's exactly how I was doing.
I never did it with... I wish I'd done it with Tama Tonga. Never mind. Oh. They do the upside down one now, don't they?
Oh, do they?
Because of the trademark.
Ah.
That's why they do it, I think. They start up here and then they go... Oh. What have you... I can't think of any taunts that I've...
The one thing I got done for is wrestling related was the old line from Ready to Rumble.
Upside down.
Diamond
upside down. Oh, dear.
There's a nice pussy. I got detentions everywhere. A diamond upside down is a pussy.
No fear of detentions now, Ross. No, in your 20s.
The chains are off now.
did you do it vigorously like this guy?
I was thrusting my hips. All sorts is going on.
My profile picture at the minute is me doing that, which I've learned is the... Well, it looks like my Hardy V1, but at the time I was at a Nick Gage match, and they were like, do that. And I was like, what's this? They're like, it's MDK, it's Nick Gage.
MDK, how's that's right, MD- that's right.
How's that? I don't know.
Just go with
it. Just what it is. Yeah, yeah.
He's got a bandana.
Right.
That's how you know it's serious.
That's my one then.
Sweet. Anything off TV that isn't wrestling? Because for years, and I was realised now it took me probably over 10 years to get rid of it. Because of Cartman, I would go, right, well, I'm going over, you know. And it just stuck, and I couldn't get rid of it. Thankfully, I don't do it now. I started doing it now because I brought it up.
Because of South Park, I do enjoy when people say cereal instead of seriously. Nobody takes me cereal. Okay. It's so good.
What yourself, yeah. Ross?
No, not from South Park for me.
Anything on TV
all
in general?
All random TV. They're probably somewhere, but you know, it must get to that stage where you don't realise you're doing it.
Yeah.
I'm probably in the middle of that with 10 things. I've got no idea.
Just because you mentioned TV, have you been watching any more? Is there any updates on the Great Pottery Throwdown?
It was on last night. It was on last night. It was. I don't want to, just in case the Americans, because I've ruined Bake Off for people, so I don't want to speak about what happened last night. Right. But Keith did get slightly emotional again. Didn't go for a full ball, but he... got a little bit emotional. That's all I'll say.
All right. I saw his hair, by the way.
It did.
He showed me last week.
I was looking at his Wikipedia, and he used to be the front man of a band called The Wigs, which I think is fantastic when you look at the state of his barn now.
Well, he's got it spiked up, but it's at the crown.
Receding. So he's got the bald bit on top, but there's just enough there to gel it up, but there's like not...
But it's right back here.
Yeah.
He's got a tail feather.
It's incredible. Yeah.
All right.
He's a lovely man.
Fair.
He's a lovely man.
I should have done this when The Apprentice was on, because that's the only crap TV
I
watched.
I
loved.
The amount of tweets I get from people going, I've checked this out because of you, Ross. It's been lovely.
Yeah.
It must be touching nice, 20. maybe even, Matthew, 25.
Oh, steady. But I think The Apprentice, people weren't watching The Apprentice. They won't know where they could see that clip. And it wasn't anywhere on YouTube or a little clip. It's a one bit. The guy was so popular, they brought him back at the very end. It was like, yay! Like, you know, Austin returned in 99, you know. And no one little clip for the world to show, because BBC are old.
Yeah.
Number two. Topicon How Beyond.
Oh.
The Apprentice at my mate's... Oh, talk about The Apprentice. Oh, God, I just read the... Give me a second. I just read the rest of the question. Watch. The Apprentice at my mate's work has been caught wanking in the toilet... ... twice. ... His name is Jack.
Oh.
Now his nickname is Jack the Gripper.
That's pretty good, that, to be fair.
What's your favourite wrestling nickname?
Wait. How did it... Tim Stevens, how has that question led to that then?
Jack the Gripper.
And then what's your favourite wrestling nickname? I've got an answer, but it's not going to live up to the question, is it really?
Like a one they gave them, or like a fan one, or whatever? Because I'm trying to think of the negative ones.
Kayfabe one.
Kayfabe one, go on then.
I was once, you know, when you explain a bit of wrestling, you know, it's WrestleMania time and you explain a bit of wrestling to a friend who doesn't know wrestling.
Yeah.
My mate Tom was asking about, like, who's this person, who's that person? And it was Asuka. And I went, oh, yeah, it's the bloody Empress of Tomorrow, isn't it? And he was like, the Empress of Tomorrow, what a name. And since then I thought, yeah, Asuka's nickname is really good. So my favorite one's probably that one, Empress of Tomorrow.
Okay. I think it was Madman Pondo. I forget the rest he was talking about, but I stole the line for a tweet and I said it was Dolph Ziggler. I said, I caught my first van after Dolph Ziggler because I had no heat.
Oh.
Not much of a nickname, but I can't think of anything else.
So that was related to my. I was going to say Latino Heat was my favourite.
Mm. All right.
Especially when it's worked into a song like it was.
Yeah.
Just sounds cool. Sounds
Latino
cool.
Latino Heat.
Sounds cool, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And badass.
There's not. These days, a lot of the nicknames feel a bit.
The Queen!
Right, yeah.
The Legit Boss!
The Archer of
the
Infamy.
Oh, that is the worst.
Not Archer of Anarchy or anything that fits.
No, he's an infamous archer.
He just likes Oasis, doesn't he? Just likes Oasis. Live forever, etc.,
oh, yeah,
etc.
Wait,
I'm confused.
The Archer of Infamy.
Why?
Oh, no, that's the wrong word completely. Shut up, Ross.
What were you thinking?
I don't know.
Okay.
Living forever. It says live forever at the start of his
trailer. Immortality.
Trend. Immortality, that's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, no.
Well, that died a death.
That's all right.
Ross,
that's...
we rely on you.
No, you don't. Don't rely on me for anything.
You're coming after my job of being crap on the podcast.
Well, it's been that way the entire time, Matthew, with me.
I saw one... I don't think the question made it, but I saw the beginning of one question in the mailbag the other day, which was like, hey, lads, love the podcast. Been watching for a while. The jump in quality from episode one's amazing. I was like, don't watch episode one.
Oh, please, God, don't like...
The bit I enjoy most about episode one is the dynamic camera work. Do you remember when Pachiti was floating about going like that and it would cut to like 90s?
I forgot, ooh, because Pachiti was stood here with the camera, like, yeah, okay, yeah. And then you'd see his head go, no, Matthew, you can't say that on this show. Like, every 3 minutes, because I'm like, because you got the head like, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it. And then this bit of the head going, oh, yeah. If you say it quietly, maybe you won't notice.
Yeah, it was good times, though.
From the worst podcast you'll ever see.
Yeah, it's crap, wasn't it?
But they're all right now.
Aye, they're all right now.
Yeah, we can say, though, like I said beforehand about driving, you've got to be bad at something to be good at something.
Yeah.
It nicknames. Does say live forever at the start of his entrance. That's why I'm getting confused. Oh. I just don't know what the word infamy means, obviously. Even though I do.
Infamy. They've all got it infamy.
The word infamy confuses me because infamy can mean either famous, really famous, or famous for a bad reason.
Yeah.
So it's either or. So if someone's infamous, it's either a good thing or a bad thing. Mm. Strange. Isn't the language funny?
I'm going to go with Gene Money, who keeps on describing himself last year when he was not in shape. And people said, you should get buffed. He goes, no, I need to get in shape first. Thank you, pal. He said, I look like a condom filled with porridge.
Oh. Same.
And that's... Oh, should be. So that's going to be my bit for that. Are we end of that day?
I'm done with that.
Good, because I couldn't get anything. 3. Greetings, Matthew, Jack, and Ross. Ooh, I'm first there. Thank you for all the podcasts, Botchamanias, Rest of the Week, Straight to Hell, and WTF Moments. Oh, what about the tier list? You guys
yeah,
prevent
what
me...
What about them?
Fake fan. You guys prevent me from watching all the boring bits on the WWE main shows every week. And for that, I have all the time in the world for the Cultaholic channel, or at least the time I would spend watching Raw or SmackDown. That's very sensible. I think a lot of people should do that.
Thank you.
With last week's big question, or big thumbnail, oh, this guy is a good fan, being, what is your dream Edge match following his return? I have to ask, as someone who watched Edge retire, what is your favourite Edge match? Thank you very much once again, Jack Fish. From New Zealand.
Thank you,
Jack Fish.
Jack Fish, is that a joke one? Or is that... No, that's probably a real one. It's all right.
I think he's faced with Jack the Gripper.
Maybe it's him. Maybe he is Jack the Gripper. Favorite Edge match?
Going back to that, sorry. The Apprentice is doing that.
Oh, my God.
You think you get your foot in the door then a bit. They know you.
I saw a news story the other day about two... Well, one lad was sacked from a mechanics in Gateshead and one was reprimanded heavily because they took a guy's car for a test drive and just drove it to Greg's.
See if it worked.
And there was a dash cam and they're just proper ramming it over speed bumps and stuff.
Ha!
Yeah.
With a dash cam on?
Yeah, they didn't. On the way back, you hear them go like, oh, there's a camera on the dash. Oh. And that was the...
What, they brought it back? He'll go, hey, your car's not good, mate.
But there was an apprentice and a mechanic and the apprentice got sacked and the mechanic got...
The mechanic would have put him up to it, surely.
Well, you've got to think there's peer pressure involved there.
Yeah.
Jack the Gripper, he made us.
We've all seen the in-betweeners, haven't we? Will gets sent to the mechanics.
Yeah.
Hey, what a dangerous
Wolfie's
world.
Wolfie's 17.
I'm not saying I'm better than you, but so favorite Edge match off the top of my head, him cashing in on Cena.
I was gonna yeah. say that
because the moment, because literally, I know it's weird to say, but back even in 06 when yes, the internet was very heavy, completely out of nowhere, like, oh really, it's happening, it's actually happening. Spear kick 1-2, oh, just kicks out, Edge doesn't matter, give you another one, that's it. Mental.
I wish I was more on the internet back in 2006 with a wrestling-centric internet feel. Right. What am I talking about here? I wish I was more in tune with wrestling internet back in 2006 because apparently it just broke everything.
Yeah, no one was expecting it.
Yeah, I wish I could live through that moment a bit better.
Live forever for that moment.
Like Damien Priest.
Yeah.
All my favourite Edge matches are ones featuring lots of other people. So like TLC, or because Edge and Christian are like my favourite tag team, so there's a lot of them. TLC. Or, like, he was good in the Elimination Chamber. He won when he kicked Kofi out and locked himself in. What?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were just being like, that was crap.
I was trying to remember which one. That was the one where he lost and won it.
He lost it earlier in the night, and then he won the next one, yeah.
That was great.
And they jumped brands because of it. Yeah. But and the 2010 Royal Rumble, which he won, obviously, but you can't really pick a rumble. My favourite singles match with Edge might be the one where he lost to Cena in Toronto. TLC.
TLC, Unforgiven. That was good one.
Yeah. And even though everyone really wanted Edge to win, it was still quite a popular Cena win, as you remember.
Maybe he finally beaten his rival for so many months.
Edge should have won, but it was a good match, though.
Yeah.
Just to stop the comments section, we should also mention the one against Eddie, the ladder match on SmackDown.
Oh, yes!
The one against Lance Storm at SummerSlam, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, one.
Technical.
Let's just mention all the big hits just to show all the commentators.
The Kurt Angle series in 02. Yeah.
Part of tag matches with the SmackDown 6.
The Randy Orton IC title match in 04. Which one was that? Just good, just trust us.
His battle against his neck, which he won.
It was a long battle.
Nine-year battle.
But the war is over, finally.
Have we got all of them?
I think that's all a big hit, isn't it? God, I can't wait for
the,
that one.
Well, so many good Cena matches. Like
ladder match that inspired against the Hardys for the managerial services.
Oh, yeah, because the tag team. Right, God, hi. But,
The one that at his Hall of Fame induction, when he's just resting the Invisible Man in his school hall. He just hits the wall. He's like, bah. Yeah, that's quite funny.
Yeah.
I think we've got all of them.
Someone's going to find someone from somewhere.
Yeah.
Go on once. Go on twice. Oh, when he was carrying the SmackDown brand in his last year, having good matches with Kane and Del Rio and Ray Ray, despite being knackered, that deserves some praise.
I like the Royal Rumble one against Jeff Hardy, and then Matt turns on Jeff because you're expecting Matt to hit Edge because of their history, but he hits his brother Matthew.
And the Edge Ziggler match from the Rumble,
where he's not allowed to use the spear but does.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough.
That's all the good Edge matches. We couldn't pick one, so we picked all of them. Thank you very much for the fantastic questions that all had the word or gripper in. Please, if you have any, send them to Point at Ross.
Mailbag at cultaholic.com.
Reese's Pieces. Morning, gents. I often join in with Reese's Pieces when I'm listening to the podcast while working on my dissertation, so I decided to suggest some of my own for a change. I like the idea that people are doing these at home, by the way. Thanks for all the work you do. It has kept me entertained since day one-ish, and has got me watching more New Japan than I used to. Oh, sorry about that.
What?
Aiden. That was a joke.
Oh, my God. I got actually offended there.
Sorry, mate. Watch Dragon Gate. So, some good ones, I can already tell. First time watching this. First thought.
Just to Aiden, to explain, this was an old one. We got two good ones in the same week, so we saved this for, like, a slow week for Reese's Pieces. So, you'll be like, why are they doing it now? It's one from a couple of weeks ago.
There's a queue, Aiden, as you can no doubt imagine, for serious questions such as MySpace or Bebo?
Had neither, but Bebo. I've no idea why.
I had Bebo because all my mates did, but I preferred MySpace. It's a bit more rock and roll, wasn't it?
It was for a few years, and now is neither rock nor roll.
All right, stay away to heaven.
Yeah, so I'm going to say MySpace, but I haven't seen the one I did when I was at school, and I'm glad. I hope to never see it. Just white zombie quotes everywhere with a spinning text and everything. Wine gums or fruit pastels?
Wine gums.
Fruit pastels.
Wine gums. Get drunk off them. Grand Theft Auto, any, or Simpsons Hit and Run?
Grand Theft Auto.
GTA.
Yeah. GTA. It's Since then it runs.
The guy left this week, didn't he? Who made it or something? That's
Rockstar
the news.
Guy, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Will he be going to the main competitor in the console wars?
I don't know how that works in those type of places, because who are the... There's so many other big...
He's gone to Saints Row, bloody
he's
hell.
He's gone to EA Sports.
Has he? Oh.
It's in the game.
Cool, he'll never make another game again. Ms. TV or Highlight Reel?
Highlight Reel.
Highlight Reel.
Ms. TV.
Wait, was Highlight Reel Jericho?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. And the Geritron 5000.
I like Miz just being a fanny. Just talking. And
you like him
fanny.
Being an ass?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Denver Barr or Papis Cisse?
What?
Denver Barr.
Denver Barr was the better striker. Cisse was lucky and lazy and I didn't like him. He didn't deserve the success he had in Newcastle.
Papis Cisse was born offside.
Denver Barr. Denver Barr, clinical, explosive, good positioning, good header of the ball, I seem to remember. Yeah. Denver Barr.
Denver Barr, just the chance alone. Vinnie Jones cameo on Raw or Wayne Rooney's cameo on Raw?
Oh, Vinnie Come Jones. On. Wayne Rooney's slap. What was that about?
He slapped Wade Barrett.
He did. Well, kind of.
Barrett fell over.
Yeah. When you look at my missus, and he's like, I thought that was your mum. No, Vinnie Jones's cameo on Raw is still talked about to this day. It wasn't on Raw, was it? That was on Capital Carnage.
Capital, yeah.
Or was he on Raw again? Or was
I've got
just...
no idea.
Well,
it was the anniversary. I think it might be today. Thursday, sorry, as we're sat here. As, no, yesterday. It was the anniversary of him grabbing Gascoigne's ballocks, I think. So happy anniversary, Vinny and Paul.
Yeah, I'll go for Vinny as well, because he actually looks hard, and Wayne Rooney got knocked out by Phil Bardsley on his kitchen floor. Do you remember that? Good times.
I love one football.
And then though. Celebrated the next goal he scored by doing that, to be fair.
Yeah. It's going to be emotional. Progress
It's been emotional. Sorry.
No, he says in the film, it's been emotional. Doesn't he shout, it's going to be emotional?
Oh, sorry.
I had to correct myself there. I'm going to get flack. Progress or Pro Wrestling Eve?
Progress.
Progress. I've not seen enough of Eve, but they have a lot of good wrestlers in it, though.
Yeah, I'm going to say Progress. Never had a bad time. Not been Pro Wrestling Eve, but my housemate revealed he's a fan, and after not saying anything about wrestling for months and I've lived with him, came out one day with a Nina Samuels shirt. I went, what? They were much like WWE to me, and he goes, oh yeah, I don't watch that stuff. I was like, the Eve. Like,
do you think he's a right, secret Portumania fan who's like swarmed?
Yeah, no, he said, I know about your videos, just didn't think you want to talk to him. I went, oh, thanks, mate.
Fair.
I didn't.
Yeah, fair enough.
Nick Jackson or Matt Jackson?
Nick Jackson.
Matt Jackson.
Why have you said that?
Because he's funnier and more charismatic.
And Nick Jackson does more wrestling.
Oh, I think they're both good. I'm going to have to pick one.
Yeah, you got it with Reese's Pieces.
Malachi Jackson, the other one. Yeah, there we go. Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, or The World's You Bastard?
It's Shaun of the Dead.
I'm going to go for Shaun of the Dead. But
then Hot Fuzz.
Yeah.
Oh, no one's picking The World's
End.
I did not
third,
like that one.
Yeah.
But Hot Fuzz or Shaun of the Dead?
Shaun of the Dead.
I'm going to say Hot Fuzz just to be that guy. But those two films, wow.
Yeah.
Nightmare Collective, press F, or Dark Order?
Dark Order.
Dark Order.
Dark Order by default. Authority or Right to Censor?
Right to Censor. Damn white socks.
Oh, man. Right to Censor.
Yeah, Right to Censor, because they may be an annoying, but they're only a small part of the show. It's part of the Authority. Plus, Right to Censor were a main stable in WF No Mercy, as we all know. Jermaine Defoe or Lee Cadamal?
Lee.
Jermaine Defoe.
Defoe. Oh, there we are. Three.
This has been very, very northeast, this
you
podcast.
Tell, right?
Very, very northeast.
Lee Cadamal was a better player than people gave him credit for, right?
He's awful.
No, he's not. Right? He was the Stockton Chavy. He'd spray the ball about willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All in or all out?
Shake it
all about.
God, I'm thinking about this too much. All in.
I'm confused. What happened to All Out? I mixed that up with Full Gear, I think, in my head.
All Out was the one where it was going to be Pac, but he didn't turn up, so it was whoever.
Wait, what was the main event of All Out? Was the main event of All Out Jericho and
Hangman,
Cody?
Page. Hangman.
Oh, it was the first title.
It was
one.
Forgotten about, because then a few days later he lost the title and Bubbly was invented.
I'll go for I'll go for All In because it was this just out of the blue and exciting and. Yeah. Clever.
All in because I was there. Yeah. Wow. Cesaro was never WWE/Universal Champion, or Brock is the top champion forever.
What? Hang on.
You have to pick either Cesaro never wins it or Brock never loses it. That's what we're living in right now. What we centrality.
Well then,
I'd rather Cesaro never. Yeah,
Cesaro never wins it.
I'll go with Cesaro never wins it. I'd never like accept that.
Can't
I can't accept
see.
Brock being on top forever.
Cesaro could, once his contract runs out, he could go anywhere.
Yeah. NXT UK, 205 Live. Sex Pistols or The Clash? Ooh, come on.
Sex Pistols.
It's really tricky, that. I'll go for The Clash.
Sex Pistols were a gimmick with one good
album
and absolutely nothing else. The Clash had at least more than one. No, they were. They were a boy band.
I have one album, though.
Oh, great album. And they were part of the image, but they were just a boy band. One couldn't even play effing guitar. Anyway.
I'll change my answer then to The Clash.
So you're allowed to like the Sex Pistols. It's just like, you know, proper punk. Like the Sex Pistols. I'm like, no. One Direction was punk as Sex
Pistols.
Can I choose
a cooler one? Like Sham 69.
Yeah, sure.
Susie and the Banshees. No, The Clash.
Yeah.
Lolly.
I'm a Ramones guy.
I'm going to get really hard guys.
Lolly.
50-year-old hard guys going, what did you say about Johnny Rotten?
What about the New York Dolls, man?
You got anyway, Paul Heyman or Bobby Heenan?
Bobby.
Bobby Heenan, but they're both excellent.
Come on. Heyman, but just for longevity.
Woo!
I mean, they're both great.
I'll put this to you. I'll riddle you this. Heyman is excellent, but Heenan was like one of the best color commentators and one of the best managers ever. Maybe the best of both.
So was Heyman?
Yeah, but I wouldn't say Heyman was like on the same level of commentary as Bobby.
He did what he...
My favorite duo is Heyman and Ross.
Right.
From the Invasion days.
Gorilla and Heenan was hilarious, isn't it?
No, but they're good in different ways.
Yeah, they
same way the Sex Pistols are better in some ways than The Clash. Hey, no, selling T-shirts. Sammy Guevara's cat or Natalia's cat?
I don't know what Sammy Guevara's cat is.
I've got no idea what Sammy's cat's like.
I have no idea.
Natalia's cats are nice, though.
Yeah,
two paws and...
The other one,
aye. She's got five or six, hasn't she?
I'll go for Natalia's, because I don't. She reps them more than Sammy does. I've never seen Sammy.
I've got to rep Sammy or his cat because he's just disgusting twunk. Triple H is the game or corporate asshole?
Is he gimmicked?
The gimmick.
What does he count as at WrestleMania 30 when he came out with the crown and all that?
Oh, 30 onwards, he's an asshole.
I really like it. I'll go for the game for childhood reasons.
He does do the corporate asshole really good. Outside the ring and in the ring.
Okay.
Ooh.
I also got some deep, sorry. What about you?
They're the game.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear. Horrible Histories or Chuckle Vision?
Now, come on. Chuckle Vision, all day long.
Horrible Histories for me.
Which Horrible Histories? Because that's been on forever now.
I like the books, I like the programs.
There's a new one, isn't there? On Amazon Prime or something?
He just keeps on making newer versions of it. Because I read the books as a kid, I never those TV series until I was
Chuckle Brothers can never be imitated.
You can put Chuckle Vision like on Netflix and it's going to like outdraw Uncut Gems.
So the third brother got married. You know, the blonde one was like, no slacking. He got married to a 20-year-old, 26-year-old or something like that.
There is hope for all of us when the third Chuckle brother
is getting
a trophy.
I'll never forget that day when I found out he was a brother.
Yeah, I didn't
even know. No idea. Unbelievable. Because he's always a bastard to them in the programme.
Yeah.
Okay, Chuckle
Vision. She wanted a bad guy.
I hate it. Because my brother's like...
Is this the last ever podcast?
My brother's like 3 years younger than me and he was obsessed with it when we were kids. So I just heard the songs on repeat again.
Chuckle Vision.
And no slagging the song.
And you repeat. And it's like that title sequence didn't change for 20 years. The only reason they changed it was because TVs went wider.
There's only one time you're getting that right, though, isn't it? Patting them balls like that on top of the eyes.
Oh, I hate it. And they're not, and they're very good. It just wasn't my thing because I was overexposed to it.
Oh dear.
Oh my God. Don't be doing the catchphrases now.
Hey, and they did that thing with Tinchy Strider.
Oh dear.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
That's Barry, their legacy for
Barry
so many
Chuckle was dancing.
So many kids watch that going, what the hell is this? And we're like, yeah.
Rest in peace, Barry.
Oh, RIP.
Of course,
Barry.
I don't mean to disrespect.
Very offensive to the dead.
No. Oh.
They walk so you could run. On that note, thank you very much, Aiden, for those amazing, mostly Northeast questions for us. If you have any Reese's pieces you'd like to share with us, please send them and be prepared to wait to point of Jack.
mailbag@cultaholic.com.
To me, to you.
It's Cultaholics.
The question.
What a great podcast. I hate that I have to do that every week now because I forget. This week's big thumbnail disguised as a question is, who should Goldberg wrestle at WWE Super Showdown 2020?
So we're just assuming that he is going to.
Big E.
Ooh.
Big E.
Because you called him out.
New Day were asked what your dream matches are on the on that podcast they do. Their inferior podcast. No, it's not as bad than this one. Yeah, I got Kofi saying he'd wrestle Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania. Xavier Woods, I think, said he wanted New Day versus the Elite. That to happen is his dream match. And then Big E's like, you can shove your five-star matches. I want to wrestle Goldberg and have two big men bumping meat. It's like, to live out his dream, Big E should challenge Goldberg and win with aplomb.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
Wow, yeah.
The rumours have been saying The Fiend, haven't they? That's a very unstoppable...
Could you imagine how Goldberg beat The Fiend?
How can Goldberg not beat The Fiend, though?
No.
Could
what,
you
that's
imagine?
What you're going with?
No.
Or do the Kevin Owens thing from 2017? Yeah.
Maybe The Fiend will have to just disappear when the going gets tough.
Just get going.
Just go into the ring, don't I? Not going to find him, can they? Unless it's Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins escaped, didn't he?
But Goldberg's got no hair to pull out, so he'll fear now. He'll just dive in.
Just put his goatee on.
He just comes back from under the ring with like shaving foam everywhere.
I don't like the idea of The Fiend because he's a special attraction. Why would you put a title on him? So, ideally, I would have said Matt Riddle to get that unresolved plot point out of the way. However, they've made it clear that people need to stop calling out members of the roster / side of your favourites on NXT because it's not going to happen. I'm going to annoy people like Brock, so it's not going to be Riddle.
What was the name of that sumo guy they got in for the Royal
Rumble? Akebono.
No.
Oh,
it was an A, began with an H, didn't it?
Yeah.
Forgotten. Richard. Richard!
Well, it made one appearance
Richard!
Ever.
Richard!
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 Richard! Richard!
He knows it. It's his favourite thing.
Come on.
He opened the door and we just have to sod off.
No,
Rich, what was the sumo guy in the Saudi Battle Royal called?
Hiroki Sumi.
Hiroki Sumi. Cheers.
Favorite.
Cheers, Richard.
Thanks, pal. You like the work.
Legitimately his favourite wrestler. Okay. Hiroki Sumi.
Richard's funny.
What's he seen of him?
That match.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay. So you're saying that? Hiroki Sumi, the unknowns. Oh, and they're going to tell the Saudi guys at Yoko.
Yeah. I heard... Who was it the other day? Was it you? Was it Sam? Someone pitched Hogan. Tom Campbell, maybe. It was Tom.
Why?
Because it was a news video and we didn't know
Hogan
what to talk about.
Hogan versus Goldberg. He finally gets his rematch.
Yeah. He'll win as well. He gets his win back. Who actually on the roster can go?
I want to see who can take a good spear a la Christian.
We've seen Ziggler do it.
Yeah, I was about to say Ziggler, but he's got a season.
Who can get flattened? Shorty G. Put him in there.
Shorty G.
Oh, God. All right, now I like that.
The answer.
Yes.
Ricochet's already got a match, hasn't he? Yeah. He's got Lesnar.
Morrison.
Lindsay Dorado.
Lindsay's the answer.
Oh dear.
He had a match the other...
He was on the fatal four-way tag team match, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Him and Grand Metalik.
I thought he'd gone. I hadn't seen him.
Yeah,
so
I thought they weren't signed anymore.
Well, how could you forget their amazing series with Lars Sullivan?
When they won by...
Well, they lost to him every single week.
Except the one where they beat him. No, they lost to him by DQ. They battered him too much. This monster you want to get over. Let's beat him up.
Lars Sullivan versus Goldberg.
When do you reckon he'll return after all the hoo-ha of recent weeks?
I don't care.
Well, neither do I really, but when do you reckon?
Well, how many different, well, like 12 different signings of hot new talent, and it's like, is Lars.
I reckon Lars will be gone before he wrestles again. I know it's harsh to say, but
imagine
I think
if AEW signed him.
I don't think he will.
If he's the Dark Order's higher power.
He just replaced Dr. Luther.
Dr. Luther walks through a curtain, comes back, and he's Lars, so it's me.
It's just evolved. Our Edge, Battle of the Spears, but I don't want Edge in the ring with Goldberg so soon after coming back.
I've got a different idea.
Go on.
Who do we not want it to be?
Edge.
Undertaker.
Oh, no.
Imagine if they do that.
Well...
They couldn't do that, could they?
It was one of the best, worst things. We sat down to watch it on the live stream, all excited and that. Sam was beside himself because it's his two lads about to clash. He loves Goldberg. He was a WCW kid. And then it went from him being so excited for what he didn't think was going to be good, but when it was like scary and bad, we were just, it mustn't have been a very fun end of the stream, just us going, oh God. Oh, it was very good.
Everyone else was like, oh, I hope you're all right. Oh God, those poor men. I'm like,
oh, Matthew.
Nah, they were dropping him on his head.
Plenty, oh, where?
Oh, I
been bloody paralyzed. The one slip away from being bloody paralyzed, one of them.
One slip away from being paralyzed, yeah.
Dropped him on his head.
Thank you.
They're 50-year-old men.
Yeah.
That jackhammer.
Built like this.
That jackhammer.
Yeah.
If Undertaker landed on his head, it'd be gone.
I saw him do that dive at WrestleMania. The cameraman didn't catch him. You'll be all right.
It was 10 years before that. Was it 2009? Yeah, it was when 25.
Jesus, it was.
I've got to say that I did find it a little bit funny at the end when Taker was like pissed off.
Yeah. But all these fans going, yay!
Get me on a plane now.
Yeah. So, not Undertaker.
Okay.
Oh, God. Fake Goldberg Undertaker. Versus Kane. Takes a spear in his knees. Yes.
I did that once and everyone laughed at me. I don't know why.
Oh.
Took a front bump off a spear.
Front bump? What, you fell forwards?
No, I spun around in midair.
Oh,
just because it was primate and he's a lot bigger and stronger than me.
That sounds cool.
It was all right in the end.
Sounds like when Austin Powers fights Mini-Me.
He's shorter than me, I'll have you know. But I would never tell. I'd never tell him that because he ripped my head off.
Yeah, but if he laid down, he'd be taller than you.
Yeah.
So. I'm trying to think
how this. Check out Battle Ready for Primate Wrestling School.
Yeah, that's nice. I'm trying to think how this works, having Super Showdown before WrestleMania, because we're supposed to be on the road at WrestleMania, but now we're having to put the indicators on, checking and taking a bit of.
Are you bringing this back to your theory test?
I think I am. Instinctively start going through the actions. I'm going to show that. Say, so, just go to WrestleMania. Stop off at
Mirror.
Indo-neutral.
Signal.
My mate at uni. My mate Matt from uni said that his driving instructor was quite a weirdly charismatic man. And he'd be they'd just be, you know, you just chat to them as you're driving around the quietest streets and doing your like lessons and that. And occasionally you'd just cut them off and be like, yeah, so what have you been up to this weekend? Love the mirror check. Anyway, so I just drop that in.
My guy does it, but he goes like the mirror check.
But he doesn't say love the mirror check.
When you're doing your mirrors, by the way, you have to physically move. You had to go.
Right. Did you check your mirrors? Yes, I'm not in a silent film. Like checking my mirror.
You've got to sell it.
Yeah, you have to sell it. Yeah,
it's different now.
Ziegler driving his car.
Handbrake turn.
He's not even turning. He's just driving on the street.
I'm sure you have a person sat in the back now with a new test because we didn't back in the day.
Jesus, how's that going to help you?
I'm sure that I might be wrong here, but I'm sure you just have to follow the signs on the road or a sat nav.
Okay.
That's your test.
If the person in the back passes out from too much G-force, you're probably fine.
But if you're in the back there and you just feel this like hand on your shoulder.
What are you doing?
You're driving along and he's behind you going, nice mirror check.
I'm saying like when you're selling your mirror checks, you don't have to work four sides, you're just working the hard cam behind you.
Okay, there we go. And there's one quick thing though. I didn't realize this until reading it. You're only supposed to flash people with your lights, not jack. You're supposed to flash people with your lights to indicate your presence.
Yeah, you don't.
It's not supposed to be to go, yeah, you're all right, mate. I'm letting you in. But everybody does it. Yeah. So I've been told if you're doing your test, you have to be like, I know that man is flashing me with his lights, but I'm going to follow the rules of the road or whatever.
Oh, I just let them pass. I just sit there and wait as long as it took because I don't want to risk the wrath of the instructor.
But that guy's thinking you're a knob and you're like, oh, mate.
Love the mirror check.
I know everyone does it, but it's, you know, it's like cheating behind the referee's back, you know.
When on what attempt did you pass your test?
First.
Oh, man.
What, the practical?
Yeah.
Oh, well done. What about you? I can tell it wasn't the first.
Third.
That's all right.
I tell you what, though. I've only parallel parked once in... going on 11 years since I passed.
Really?
Aye.
Well, how have you, when you meet to go into a spot, what have you done?
We're just driving. I mean, parallel parks when you're like on the side.
Yeah, I know.
Never had to, in my life, I just never run into it at all.
It does seem to overcomplicate things, but I guess if you ever feel that need where this is the only way of getting in this spot.
Mm. I got lucky on my test though, because I got turning the road as one of my maneuvers.
Yeah.
You have to make sure you do, was it? You have to make sure you do it in three. Was it? Is that the thing? You go,
right.
Yeah.
That's it. The guy is telling me, like, do it in three and don't stop. I'm like, that's easy if I go, like, square dance.
It's the mirrors, though.
It's like, no, all in one move. I'm like,
no, you can stop in between and change gear and that, in reverse.
No, I do it in one.
What?
How?
Whoa.
What do you mean, how?
Is this some kind of James Bond driving course?
You have to stop and look at your mirrors before you set off.
It's... Oh, I mean,
love
yeah,
the
of
mirror,
course.
Yeah.
Of course. You... check your mirrors. No, put it in reverse and then check your mirrors. You in case any kids with balls, yeah. or as we see on the test, a deer. Just saying. And, you know, you shove that thing into a spot really awkwardly. Like how we've inserted all this car talk and there's a bit about Goldberg. Why do people watch this far?
No, I've enjoyed the driving chat.
Me too. But we should talk about Goldberg. Like you said, it's the detour. That's how we got this play. The detour to WrestleMania, we're going to Super Showdown, where some of it's canon and some of it's not. It's very weirdly placed. So I don't think it's going to mean anything. So it's going to have to be a legend because no one's going to benefit from it. And then 2 months later, there's, hey, WrestleMania.
I mean, apart from when The Fiend won, none of them have meant anything, have they?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's... Or the Rumble's counting because they put them in the,
well,
by the numbers.
To them they do, but to us purists,
yeah.
they're not proper Royal Rumbles.
The stats shouldn't count.
Right. But yeah, there's what's counted? The title change? Oh.
Roman when he got this through the cage. They made
Shane,
that
best in the world.
Yeah. Oh,
the club, best,
the
in
club
the world.
Best in the world.
The Bray Wyatt, Matt Hardy guys winning the tag titles.
Yeah.
That was
oh,
so good.
God,
Bray Wyatt was like, I'm just going away for a bit.
Oh. That's it, though, isn't it? Yeah. Babatunde.
Hiroki's debut. And so Goldberg's gonna have to take on somebody, and it won't matter much, but if it lasts 3 minutes, it's gonna be mint, like yeah. Lesnar at WrestleMania. No, not that one, the other one. If it's gonna be anything longer than that, it's gonna suck.
Yeah.
Like Goldberg versus Undertaker.
Just don't bang your head.
Yeah. Goldberg versus a stopwatch. That's what you need.
Goldberg versus a car.
Yes.
A Ford Mustang.
Ooh.
Who would win? If they were to run at each other, full pelt, who would win?
The Ford Mustang.
The Ford Mustang, would you?
But Goldberg's about to charge at him, and then he throws him off by indicating. So it goes, oh! And he goes, psych!
Referee's like, no mirror signal manoeuvre, disqualification.
Carl's like, oh, wait, I promise I was looking.
End the podcast,
yes,
Matthew.
On that note,
oh, that's how I failed my second driving. That's
oh, really? Oh,
I just gambled to get out of a junction in time, and I knew.
You
I
gambled
knew,
to get out of a junction.
I knew. I panicked. I was nailing that one as well. I drove better on that one than the one I passed. Anyway, sorry. This is.
When you say you gambled out of a junction, what do you mean? Was it like a two-way and it was busy?
No, not at all. Not busy at all. There was one car coming. I thought I had enough time to get out without having to make them slow down. But, and I remember the engine me going like just to try and get away, but.
That's it, because I thought,
it's
easy, because it's like the video games. I can fit in there, because, yeah, it doesn't count if every car that way has to slow down.
Yeah.
I'm like, does it not? Like, no.
Automatic fail, man.
Man, that's way harder than the games.
Flash pinfall, I would just gone instantly.
Okay, now we're done, because we had to get that little story out of the way, and I love this. What's your podcast? No one will do a podcast, it's about driving.
Driving podcast.
Driving podcast.
Called Driving You Crazy with Matthew.
Clutchaholic.
Oh, we are definitely over. We have peaked. Thank you very much for watching the lovely ramblings of Russell and Rasslin, Jack the Jobber, Puppet Jack, did not cuff table, myself, Matthew, and if you have any lovely, lovely letters, you can of course send them to
mailbag@cultaholic.com.
And you can of course with the lovely Hall of Fame picks by going to
patreon.com/cultaholic.
A different way there to be a thing. Mm. But until then, hope you have a lovely week until next week. Watch all the fabulous content we have coming out to you these next few weeks. And as always, put your hands in the middle of the table. Do that and go. Timothy Thatcher is amazing. You're going to love him. Suck my balls.
Thanks for watching. Let us know what you think in the comments below. You can follow Cultaholic on Twitter @Cultaholic. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Cultaholic. If you enjoy what we do, you can pledge to our Patreon at patreon.com/Cultaholic. Hit subscribe. And don't forget, join us.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.